I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Patrick Conroy, the chaplain for the House of Representatives, has withdrawn his resignation. Father Conroy resigned last month at the request of Paul Ryan for reasons that were unknown to the priest. Now Conroy is asking to stay on as chaplain until the end of the year. Ryan's office stated that the congressman has accepted the withdrawal, while he said he stands by his earlier statements that the request for a resignation did not have anything to do with politics. Ryan added that the House, quote, is not well served by a protracted fight over such an important post. The Trump administration will be ending the temporary protected status for over 50,000 Hondurans that have been allowed to live and work in the U.S. since 1999, when a hurricane devastated the country. Hondurans are the second largest group of foreigners to benefit from the TPS program. The Secretary of Homeland Security stated that the department determined that conditions have improved enough in Honduras to remove the protected status for its citizens living in the U.S. However, Honduras continues to have one of the highest homicide rates in the world, and the results of last November's presidential election has caused street protests, some of which have become violent. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds said that she plans on signing the 6-week abortion ban into law. Doing so would make Iowa the state with the strictest abortion laws in the country and will also set the state up for a long legal battle challenging it. The state affiliates of Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union have already stated that they will sue the governor if she signs. The legislation, once signed into law, would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which usually happens at the 6-week mark. The Congregation for Catholic Education is requesting that changes be made in how canon law is taught. The congregation stated that the new teachings are needed after Pope Francis made changes to canon law that work to make sure marriage annulment cases are handled quicker, more pastorally, and are less expensive. The congregation has published instructions asking Catholic universities to strengthen their canon law programs and for bishops to send more priests and even laypeople to the universities to earn degrees in canon law. They also suggested schools offer courses in canon law for bishops, since bishops have a larger responsibility in deciding whether a marriage can be annulled. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.